Okay, show them my blue side. So as we discussed, we'll be trying to learn Ramchal's Mama Akivui. It's very interesting how the Ramchal, if you pretty much pick any of his Sfarim, most of his Sfarim, it's not easy Sfarim to learn. Kind of like when you learn Mesilas Yesharim, you think that's Ramchal's style. Mesilas Yesharim is an extreme Yotze Doifen in terms of the Ramchal's general style. Derech Hashem is somewhere in the middle, and then moving into any of the other ones, and it's interesting. You see that obviously he made it obscure deliberately because he was quite capable of writing in a very clear, flowing kind of way. So Mama Akivui, and I am. We're learning it based on the elucidations that I got from my Rebbe's Rabbi Chiel Jakobson. Maybe tomorrow I'll bring copies if someone reminds me. What's that? No. Thursday, right? Okay. You start Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. Okay. Reishis Habriya Betikva. The way the Bria was set up was a structure of tikva. What does that mean? She, tikva means hope. I hope towards someone. I'm depending on someone. That's an oifen of tikva. I'm hoping for something. Right? In my current situation now, I would like to get to that point, and I'm looking toward it and hoping to get there, right? So he says, Reishis HaBriya B'tikva. The way the Briya was set up with Tikva was Shekol HaTachtoinim Mitzapim L'Shif'as Elyonim Al Yidei Tfila Oishir. Anyone in Olam HaZeh, their essence, you're always in need. You're always in need. And the way the Briya is set up is that needs need to be fulfilled. And this is true in the much broader cosmic level, right? The Briya is incomplete until we reach the Gilui of the Achris Hayamim. And it's true on the very personal level. You need your next meal. You need your next income, a chunk of income. You need, want, fulfillment. So, kol ha'tachtonim mitzapim l'shif aselyonim. The way it works is that those in Olam HaZeh are depending on and hoping for, waiting for, to get the shefa from above. Al yidei tefila v'shir. Now, how do you act on that hope? How do you pull it down from above? Well, either through tefila or shir. This is interesting. Shir is, tefillah is the most direct way of expressing your hope, right? And your need toward Hashem. Shir is expressing your joy at what you have, expressing your joy at the experiences you did have, which contains in that a recognition of where it's coming from. Again, a sense of dependence, and also the hope that you'll continue getting it. Right? You're expressing your relief. Say, Shiras Hayam. Okay, take that as an example. Or expressing their joy at the salvation, meaning the feeling of how lost they were without it. So again, it's connecting to the source where it came from. It's expressing the fact that I needed that and I got it. And it's also expressing that this is something that I need in order to keep going forward. So it's also tikva toward the Elyonim to continue getting what I need, continue having what I need. Now, Ksiv, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Bereshis, Bara Elikim, Ein Reshis Ela Tikva. Again, every line here is cryptic. Reshis implies Tikva. How on earth is that? So the intent is like this. Bereshis is not just saying the point of time. Hashem made the world at the beginning. We all know that Hashem made the world at the beginning of the world. There's no other time to make a world. But the Reshis means that the world was created in a form of Reshis. This is the beginning of the process, and it's leading toward, meaning the world was not created in a static kind of way. The world is what it is, and people have their chance to come and live with it for a generation or two. No. The world was created in a state of moving from its beginning toward its end. The world is a process that needs to reach its perfection. And that's what Reshis implies, according to the Ramchal. Bereshis. Hashem, Bereshis Bara Elokim. Hashem created the world in a state of Reshis. This is its beginning. This is how it begins the process. In a state of moving toward its end form. So how does that connect to Tikva? The same thing. At any given point in history, you're still looking toward the end goal, right? B'chol yom achakeloi, sipisol Yeshua. The world was set up such that it's with an eye on the end. Okay, everybody with me on that? So that's how he's explained. Bereshis bara Elokim. World was created as a process, not as an entity that exists, but as a process moving toward the desired goal. Now he continues and says, here he goes a bit deep. Ein atzimtzum osui kim litzapois likavois sheiknois by kavin soif baruch hu. Do these words mean anything to anybody? Tzimtzum. Familiar with the concept in a general way? Have you heard the concept as in a concept? Tzimtzum is where, in a very general way, we'll say right now, is that Hashem kiviyachol held back, concealed, pulled back his godless, his greatness, in order to enable room for a limited existence, for a compromised existence, a world that isn't perfect. That's in a very broad, general way. Tzimtzum is a big topic that's way beyond me, but that's what Tzimtzum is. You can see a world without godliness. It's possible to not see Hashem in this world. We're supposed to be seeing it, but it's possible not to. Why? Because Hashem was kiviyachol mitzamtzem himself, kiviyachol pulled back. The way the Shlop puts it is, we know that the world was created yesh me'ayin, right? The world was created yesh me'ayin. But in order for that to happen, ayin has to be created. Because originally there was no ayin, there was no nothing. Nothing is something that had to be invented. It was all Hashem. Everything was Hashem. So the first thing that Hashem did was he created ayin. That gives room for an oilam for us to exist. Then he made yesh me'ayin. So what's the purpose of the tzimtzum? Hashem kiviyachol pulled himself back, and now there's this compromised pocket of existence, and we're in that existence. But what's that for the purpose for? What was the tzimtzum? What's the purpose of him pulling back? Ein atzimtzum asui. The only purpose of the tzimtzum is kim litzapois likavois sheyiknois by kavin soif baruch hu. So we know how does it work. Hashem pulled back, but yet he gives off of himself. It's what we call shefa from the upper worlds into the lower worlds, right? That's where the shefa of our existence comes from. Hashem provides life. Hashem is radiating life into our world. The term for that in the Sfarim is the kav. There's a kav. There's a line coming from Shemayim bringing bracha into our world, bringing elokus into our world, bringing life into our world. So the counter force to the tzimtzum is the kav. Okay, everybody? With me on that, let's just familiarize ourselves with those two terms. Those are two partner terms. There's the tzimtzum and the kav. The tzimtzum is kiviyachol that Hashem pulled back, and you have a void And the kav is the line that is bringing the Shefa Eloki, the Elokus, the Bracha, the life, into that Tzimtzum. Which means it's keeping it connected to Hashem. So now, listen to what he says. This is so beautiful. The whole purpose of the Tzimtzum is so that we can then try to bring the Kav into this world. What's the word Kav? It's from the Shem Shoresh as the word Lashon Zekav, Lashon Kivui Utshuka. So it's not coincidental that the line that brings Elokus into our world is called the Kav, because that line is Tikva. Our Tikva, our looking above and hoping for His Chesed, davening for His Chesed. We said that the active form of Tikva is Trila. That itself creates the Kav. That is the Kav that brings Elokus into this world. And this is really the big point that he's making here. The more we look to it, the more it comes. And that was the whole purpose of it all. That's why Hashem set it up. I distanced you from me. I pulled myself back so that you should look to me with hope, hope toward me, and try to bring me back to you. So that's this amazing point, that the Kav is, the Kav bringing Elokus into the world, is the tikva that we look toward it and hope for it and try to bring it down. Now the next sentence is just a little simpler to understand, just in terms of the words. Bayu'e. Kol habriyas nivru b'lo shleimus. Everybody was created lacking. Lacking because you need a meal. Lacking because your neshama is incomplete. Lacking because you have character traits. But that is the essence of our existence. The toiva that Hashem did with us, the meaning that He gave our existence, the neshama is a perfect being, that He actually tacked onto it, lacks, faults, etc. So you're a lacking being. You have a lot of needs. And you have a lot of imperfections that you need to perfect. Shenema. This is in the famous Medrash of Chazal. Hashem created the world to continue producing. La'asois, meaning Hashem didn't create a perfect world. Dafkanat. Hashem created a world in which the imperfections need to be completed. Right? That's the famous Gemara with Rabbi Akiva and Turnus Rufus. Right? Turnus Rufus, the Roman governor, tried to stump Rabbi Akiva. He said to Rabbi Akiva, he was trying to give him a dig about Bris Mila. And we take the body and we perfect it with the Bris Mila. So, this Turnus Rufus said to Rabbi Akiva, what's better, a God-made product or a man-made product? And he was wanted to get to... So Rabbi Akiva responded off the cuff. He said, what's the question, a man-made product? Said, what's that supposed to mean? So Rabbi Akiva said, well, what do you eat? Do you eat wheat or bread? You see, a man-made product is better than a God-made product. What is Rabbi Akiva bringing out? Rabbi Akiva is bringing out that the way Hashem set it up is, and this is in Gashmias, it reflects the Ruchnias. Hashem set it up, He handed us an imperfect Bria and told us, you go and perfect it. And this is reflected in the fact that we take wheat and make it into bread. And on the deeper level, yes, we take our bodies and perfect it. We take our neshamas and perfect it. So that's Hashem Bara Lekim La'asos. Hashem created a world which is La'asos. Its purpose is to be productive, to be creating, to be completing itself. Now, Shiyasu Achakach B'moishchom HaShefa L'shleimus. He created the world for the purpose of the lacking beings then completing the world by bringing down that Shefa from above for their Shleimus. How do they do that? Oy b'maisim toivim, oy b'tfila, oy b'shir. There are different ways of doing it. Your mitzvahs are leading it toward that. And you can also do it through tfila or shir, as we discussed. But it's all the same point, that the whole essence of our existence is built on this idea that we have to be longing to bring it to perfection. And that's the tikva that we address toward Hashem. Well, next time we'll just round out how very relevant this is to us in our state now. Shkoyach.